Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com, and it is Friday, August the 23rd, 2024. And I have the honor to have Professor Joe on with me, and he's got some interesting facts. Go ahead, Joe.
All right. What prompted this conversation was Stuart asked, what are my opinions on Trump? Well, my opinions on Trump haven't changed. It's stayed the same because many years ago I listened to Dr. Jerome Corsi on a show, and he was asked, who are the persons that really back Trump? And he came out and said it loud and clear, the mega group, spelled M-E-G-A, not M-A-G-A, M-E-G-A. That group is a billionaire, Jewish billionaire group that was more or less prompted by Les Wexner, who owns Victoria's Secret, and whose wife ran what is called the Women's Health Institute in Ohio. And essentially, that's where they had the Axiom scandal, where women were tattooed in their vagina with Axiom. And so, also, Wexner was the one with the handlers of Jeffrey Epstein. So we can see the connection here. So these are the guys that have always been behind Trump. Now, why they let Biden in or whatever they did, but they're back again, and you can see who are the people that are coming forward, like Bill Ackman, who heads a Democrat group of Jewish billionaires, has said and come out very clearly stated, we are not going to cede the deep state with men from the Heritage Foundation, but from our millionaire group. So in other words, here we go again. It's the Jamie Dimons and those guys that are back in office, and that is essentially the statement in its summary. So Stu was asking, well, how could this be? And I says, well, if you pay attention to it all, this goes way, 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 way back. The Jews took over the European banking system by 1605 when they took over the Bank of England. They are the ones that created the Jesuit Society, who eventually, by the 1600s, controlled the Catholic Church because of Rothschild money. But not Rothschild then, but the people that surrounded the Rothschilds. And this group has always been there. It will always be there, as demonstrated by, and people won't take his word for a fact, and that is Harold Rosenthal interview, which he stated that the Jew's God is not the God we see in the Old Testament, but Lucifer. He has said that over and over, but he said that most Jews don't know this, but that is the way that it is. And the Jews that we have today, we know for a matter of fact, are Jews. They're not of the old Hebrews. Just like we're not of the old Hebrews, they are not either. They come from Japheth. And this has been demonstrated over and over by credited men like Aaron Ehrlich, who is a geneticist and has done it over and over. There's no argument. 80% of Israel is populated by The Ashkenaz trace their heritage back to Japheth. So that has always been so, and it will remain so for a long time. The one that, for me, cracked the code on who was behind the scene was Dr. John Coleman, and that was the black nobility. And still to this day, many people have misinterpreted the black nobility, and the black nobility are nothing more than the descendants of the Ashkenaz and what we call the Khazars. Except what they did is that they settled after the breakup of the Khazarian Empire, they settled in the area around what is called the eastern province of the Mediterranean. They eventually made their way into Venice and took over the banking, made the banking system, and they have held the Italian Italian society since that time. They're called the Guelphs, and these are the ancestors, by the way, of the Windsors. Guelphs. They are just, the black nobility is, or was, still is, the descendants of the Khazars. Now, remember what Rosenthal said. The God of the Jews is not the God of the Old Testament. The God of the Jews is and will be Lucifer and the fallen angels. So that was the essence of what you and I were talking about. And we, all we have to do is look around Trump, and Trump is beginning to change his mind. Again, he's saying, I listened to his talk out of Philadelphia, which he stated, we're going to shut down the border. We are going to make the arrest of murderers, robbers, swindlers, and fraudsters of these invaders. But we're going to have to let a lot of people in. So there he says, he's just going to continue what's going on because of AI. What it has to do with AI, I have no idea. But Trump came out and said it. Again, he's changing his mind on the border. Or did he really change his mind? So it's the same thing. About three years ago, I watched Anthony Aguero under the Santa Fe Bridge watch the people come and walk across the border, be picked up by the Border Patrol and taken to places to stay. And the Border Patrol told him on that particular night, 2,500 came through. Well, this was during the Trump administration. He didn't stop anybody. So instead of it being a tsunami, it's a flood. Did he really do anything with the fence? No. He only did 200 miles of new fence. So, again, it's one side of the coin or the other. In this case, it's going to be, however, there could be a change in events, because when the mafia guys fight against each other, we don't know who's going to go first. And they have set up something that Trump could be assassinated this time. In other words, they're going to make another trip. They're going to blame it on Iran. And they want that war with Iraq. The reason why they want it is Iran is one of the last places that it's not controlled by the Rothschild banking system. So there you have it, and that's the sum of it of where things are going to go, except for us. It is the invaders are going to the big cities. They create all kinds of crimes in the big cities. Then they work their way outward into the suburban area, create the crimes out there, lots of incarcerations, and lots of chaos, and that's what they want. And they're going to get it. So that's the sum of it, Stu.
Okay. I appreciate it, Joe. We've got to keep the American people informed.
That's right. We'll talk later.
Okay, we'll talk. Thank you, Joe.